every Thursday, one of our new bits is our Throwback Thursday replay, Audio Seggy, usually chosen by Blake.
Throwback Thursday.
That's why Blake is the presenter as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a team effort today, though, because I had to call in help with the big gun, Jake. And Jake, I have no idea where we want to start or we want to end, because all of these are enders.
I think really we end with Norm's big, big fight. But other than that, I agree. The draft gives us a lot of memorable content.
Let's start. Is this stuff that was on the ticket?
Yes.
Not like the electrocution sound effect?
I believe in one form or fashion, this is either on the ticket or right before or after the draft on the ticket.
I guess we could pay off something that we talked about earlier with the player that was found to have had sex with his sister. That guy's name was Tony Washington, and it was Donovan that really stopped down draft coverage that day.
I'm sorry, we just talked about the offensive lineman from Abilene Christian, Tony Washington.
Yes.
And his sexual issues.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He was, it came out that he had sex with his sister. He slept
whoa,
with his sister.
Whoa. Ooh, hey. Slow down.
No, I'm serious.
Okay, he's off the board.
Can I pick Ulatowski? The tackle from Texas?
Sure you can.
Uh-oh.
Sure you can. I don't think I've ever discussed that in a draft before, and I've been doing this 24 years.
I'm just trying to move on from it, Norm.
No, I'm not making it up. I wouldn't make that up.
Sure you wouldn't.
I know you wouldn't. That's the problem. I'm sure you're not making it up.
It was in May of 2003. He was convicted.
Oh,
of doing that. The act was consensual.
Okay.
But, okay.
That's a very Saturday NFL draft vibe right there.
Convicted. So that's actually a law in the books?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he was 16, she was 15. Interestingly enough, I'm on Tony Washington's Wikipedia page. Like, he went to Asifoshi High School, or maybe Moreham, you know, where that is?
I do not know.
It's in New Orleans, because it's where Javier went.
Ah, yes.
He used to be a real nice school uptown. Asifoshi.
And he got drafted.
He did not.
Oh, I thought Donovan said he's off the board.
Like off every team's board.
Oh, okay.
He did go on to have a 10-year career between the Arena League and mostly in the Canadian Football League. Apparently they're a little more...
Now,
welcoming to the
what's
idea.
The sister up to? Have we followed the story or no?
I don't know,
no
bro.
Reports, oh,
an incestual relationship?
Speaking about a Saturday vibe, I don't think this happened on a Saturday, but you spend enough time on the air together and there's enough ribbing that maybe things get a little testy. And Jake, you know more of the backstory of this than I do, but apparently Eddie Lacy caused some rifts between Bob and George.
No, it was more that, okay, it was that Jubb was beaten by Remembering Lacey, the Lacey Peterson song.
Oh.
And this was a year, 2013, so we're at the 10-year anniversary. Bob was definitely really into the draft, but I wouldn't say it's like it is today. And I remember him spending almost this entire draft trying to bother George. That's more of his vibe in 2013 than it is today.
And there's audio of, I think George wanted Eddie Lacy to the Cowboys, and anytime George would say Lacy, Bob would go, remember Lacy?
Do you remember Lacy, George? Bob?
Boiled over here.
George, can you get Mike Lombardi on the phone to talk about this pick?
Not anymore. Now that he's back working full-time in the league, he doesn't want to do radio anymore.
How about Frank Caliendo?
Bob?
Hey, Lombardi does love...
I can make
love,
it to the studio in about 20 minutes from Valley Ranch.
Gentlemen, Arizona's on the
clock. So after enough Lacy comments,
yeah, so
he just had it.
Now here we are making fun of Muser's regular guests. How about Frank Caliendo?
So Bob is taking the Gordo...
Oh, yeah. The
character of, yeah. I just want to annoy George all day.
Exactly.
All right.
George is ready to drive back up from Valley Ranch.
Nice.
I heard this just a few minutes ago. This made me really laugh because I've heard these Norm drops... a million times. I had no idea what it's from. It's from draft coverage.
Listen to the unhealthiest guys. Are you ready? Detroit. Yuck. Carolina. Oakland. Miami. Giants. Chicago. Yeah. San Francisco. Boy. Cleveland and Tennessee. I tell you what, yeah. You get hurt in this league, you...
Yeah.
that was
I never knew the origin of
Norm. Sex
I thought
drops.
It was only one.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He reeled those off in order. We're going through a list of teams. Now you know.
Yeah, I thought it was a secret, a hidden mic in his room at training camp.
No.
This is from a few years ago. This is when I knew Ham had something.
Dan and Jake still waiting for that revelation.
Sure. Jerry's still out.
No, it's from this moment I knew Ham had something. Here's the there's two clips. Here's the first.
This is a good spot for the Cowboys tonight. We will have the crew that we had last night. We will have Bob Sturm with us from his home. We'll have Donovan Lewis from his home. Jake Kemp from his home. David Ranch, I imagine from his home, unless he's got one little room at the Star we don't know about.
All right, so David Moore used to do a ton of drafts at Valley Ranch.
Yeah, and we couldn't see each other either. You know, that was COVID years, so Norm never saw all of us turn and look like David Ranch. That we'll never hear that again.
So within probably a couple minutes, knowing Ham, he had it ready to go.
David, did you hear the name of Shyam Carter, the Alabama player, at all as you made your way around your contacts there?
I have not, no. I didn't
David
hear.
Ranch? What?
What's that?
What's that? Ham's starting to get a little looey.
It sounded like you, Norm.
No, it wasn't me. David Ranch? No, see?
Ham is an assassin, man.
Ham. David Ranch.
Let's see. Should we do
Norm
the boss?
Also responding to drops? What was that?
No, see? Nope.
All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Blake.
No, I think we have time for one more. Let's do the Norm and Gus meltdown.
Yeah, this was a call either the week before or the week after the draft. You might have heard these drops before as well and not really ever known exactly where they come from. Norm used to take a lot more phone calls, and he would get a lot more fired up, and people would feed the beast, and he would go back and forth. This is an all-timer.
Why not take Bill Nagy in the first round? Because talent doesn't matter.
Okay, talent matters to some extent, but not within 5 or 10 picks. I'm saying talent matters within 20 picks after, say, the first round. It's a crapshoot after that,
Gus,
Norm.
No,
you know
it is not,
like
Gus. It is not. 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 Gus, that's an idiot statement. That's an idiot statement.
It's exactly what happens every year.
Gus,
every year, the people that people projected to be this particular type of player with their number aren't it. And then what?
Well,
Gus, Roy Williams still being on the team because he was a high draft pick, not because of how he played.
Then Gus, if it doesn't matter, how do you know your pick of defense matters? How do you determine that, Gus?
I'm saying you have a better chance knowing you need it.
So you have a better chance of guessing for your player. Than guessing for my player.
Well, then what you're saying is it's just a guess anyway, so it doesn't
no,
matter.
No, you're saying it's just a guess. No, I'm saying that's what you
your
want.
Way didn't work either.
No, Gus, you're saying I would guess that the 68th best player is better than the 55th best player.
Oh, my goodness.
Boy, he got real childish real quick.
Well, they both did. Yes.
Yeah, but the caller kind of piggybacked on him.
Yeah. It is two, it is two, it is two, it is two.
It is not.
The draft tonight at 6:30, Dan.